Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Game one in what should be at least hoping to be a championship season, or at the very least, an Eastern Conference winning season with the Knicks. But we'll see with that. More on your calls with the Knicks, 888-808-1019. We got to get more into the Woody Johnson stuff from yesterday, BT, because it was happening kind of for our last segment when all the news was coming out, when we read some of the, I couldn't believe how bad, I was going to use a different word, but how bad some of those quotes were from Woody Johnson. I mean, he ripped the quarterback, he ripped the team. It's like he's not even aware of what he's doing.
He's an idiot pertaining to football. I don't mean as a human, as a football owner, he's an idiot.
Well, but
it's terrible.
It's not even just a football owner. Like, if he were not an idiot from a human standpoint, like, who goes out there and talks to the media and says, if we could just complete a pass, it would look good?
Yeah.
You're destroying your quarterback who you brought in because you didn't want Aaron Rodgers, or at the very least, the guys that you hired brought in. Like, no owner should ever say that. And then questioning the fans, like, oh, I think the real fans know what... No,
the real fans want you gone. Trust me, I speak for the real fans because I am one of them. All right, so... And I really don't use the word idiot often, but when you jettison a Hall of Famer who's having a good season in Aaron Rodgers, and then seven games in, just railroad the guy that you signed off on, you're an idiot. That's how I read it. So to be fair to Woody momentarily, you know, it's not like he had this agenda and said, I'm going to speak today, you know, and then just said this drivel, whatever he said. He walked into
the... Gobbledygook.
There you go. Gobbledygook. Malarkey. Sounds malarkey, I tell you. And he walks into the owner's meeting, and he's asked questions, clearly. Now, he says, guys, I don't have anything for you today. He's just trying to get about his, you know, about his day and do his business and meet with the other owners. I heard he was the last owner to get there. Not surprising. So he's even late for that. Late to the party. Every other owner's there. He's not. But I don't think he wanted to sound like an idiot yesterday. I don't think he was proactively an idiot yesterday. I think that there was just a situation where there were microphones forced in his face. He started to speak, and he sounded like an idiot. And it's hopeless, and he's clueless. And, you know, Boomer said something this morning, and unfortunately, he's right. You know, he's like, listen, you guys, and I don't know if he was talking to me. He didn't name names. Me, Joe, probably talking about people like us. You can scream all you want about sell the team, Woody sells. He's not selling.
Right.
So it's really wasted breath. It's wasted energy. It might temporarily make us feel better, which is why I think I do it once in a while. But Woody Johnson is the owner of the Jets, and that ain't changing, and probably neither will their fortunes.
Right. But if you were really that invested as a fan, anti the owner, then you just have to give up. Like, Because Boomer's right, and we've talked about this before. I don't think there's any point in saying sell the team, sell the team. It actually happened with the Mets.
I know.
But that's the anomaly. Like, that doesn't happen often.
Well, and it's a financial ruin for that to happen, if you think about it.
Correct. So that's not the norm. That the Mets fans called a break there in having, you know, the stuff go on. Not that you want that to have that happen.
No,
but
for sure.
We know where the franchise was at post-2009, and we know where it is now with Steve Cohen, who's got the highest payroll in the sport. So Mets fans are thankful of that being the case. Jeff fans may want the owner out. Nick fans may have wanted the owner out. It's just not going to happen. So to me, that doesn't make any sense. But if you're that against the way he's running things, you have to force yourself not to care. Like, that's it. Just find another hobby. Find another team, fantasy team, bet on a team, pick a team, any team. It just, you can't invest in it because it's going nowhere. When he comes out, and you're right, I don't think he meant any harm.
He didn't.
I don't think he knows any better. I forget the name of the book that I was in the middle of listening to. Somebody recommended it a year ago.
The Schmoozer book?
No. That one I finished and loved it. It was like Crazy Rich or something like that. It was about Woody Johnson and the Johnson family.
I remember hearing about this. Yeah.
Like, even in the first few chapters that I read or listened to, whatever, he's like so far. Now, maybe the majority of owners like this, I don't know. But so far out of touch.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, it's beyond comprehension for normal person like me. Like, I couldn't believe how out of touch he is. Like, people think Kim Kardashian's out of touch because she doesn't know how much a carton of milk costs. I don't think that's bad. Like, I have no idea what milk costs either.
I just throw it on the thing, and I just pay for whatever else I'm getting.
How bad can it be? Like, whatever it is. Like, I don't know. I need
it's
it.
It's not 70 bucks.
It was a month ago.
Okay, well, whatever. It's going up. You know what? Same thing with gas.
So is your 401k, by the way, Dove.
Unless you're driving the all-electric Lyric or you know, whatever from the Cadillac. Like, you need gas, right? What's the difference? $4, $2? I need it.
I got to pay anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So
got me by the short ones.
But he is, like, completely...
He's lost.
And it even shows you the way that he talks to the media, like, oh, Jeff Fenton should know any better. Oh, our quarterback, he couldn't complete a pass. Like, dude, that's not the way you communicate in the real world.
No, it's not. I mean, so he did get one thing right. He's like, listen, Jet fans are smart. Exactly. That's why we want you gone, because we are smart and we know that you're not good. Like, I got to just be very honest. This is, like, for me, I don't know. Like, I really don't want to cross that path of just being overtly disrespectful just to be disrespectful. I'm really, and I called him an idiot for football, so I guess that's very disrespectful, and that's fine, because just for football. But I don't really, like, the next step is, I'd say something that I really can't take back. I don't know where else to go. I'm beginning, first it's like, you know, the dog who just doesn't have a connection to the owner anymore, and you kind of disengage. But now I can feel it bubbling back up. Now I feel like I'm the pit bull in the corner, and they have a piece of steak, and they keep taking it away from me, and I want to attack.
Because he's embarrassing you.
You know what? That's an interesting way to look at it. You're right. I can just wallow in my misery and not, you know, not be bothered and not bother anybody and watch the Jets emotionless and do the podcast and just keep the train moving. You're right, though. You nailed it. When he surfaces and I hear the quotes and I watch them and I listen and I just think about how far removed we are from being relevant and how far away we are from actually being good. Like, there's not, I can't take it anymore.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. The number to call, the BT and Sal Show on the Fan, presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. Mo, back to the Knicks. Mo is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Mo?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. So, what's up, Mo?
I think the Knicks took a big step back with the coach. And the only reason why we're not talking about being the fourth or fifth seed is because of the injuries that Indiana and Boston had in the postseason. And, you know, Mike Brown is an average coach. He's an average coach. And he just, and I thought Thibodeau was an above average coach. You know, we beat Boston when we had no chance of beating Boston. And I think he did a lot of things strategically on the court that made that happen. And, you know, I'm a Knicks fan. I hope I'm 100% wrong because, you know, I've never seen them win a championship. I'm only 40 years old. But I just think that, yeah, we'll probably be the second or third seed, but that's because of the injuries. And then in the postseason, I just don't think it's going to look that great.
Yeah, I mean, look, we expect them to get there, Mo, and thank you for the call.
Thanks,
we expect the Knicks to get to the postseason. I do not expect the Knicks to thrive in the postseason. I don't think they're going to live up to the expectation in the regular season. So before we get there, and I know it's inevitable that they're going to get there, but I don't think they're going to live up to the expectation, the lofty expectations that people have set. I could be wrong. Sure, I think it's going to be more Don Nelson than it is going to be successful year one, and the Knicks win 55, 58, whatever games, look great, and then everybody feels good about their chances going in the postseason. That could
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Could happen. There's a path to that. There's also a path to the other way, and I think it's going to go more the other way before it goes towards 60 wins.
All right, so let me ask you this here. Let's say we're same exact situation. It's 11-12 on opening night in the morning, getting ready for the Knicks and the Cavs, and Cat's likely not playing. Mitch is out. Hart's out, but Tom Thibodeau's the coach. Okay. Tom Thibodeau's still the coach. Yeah. How are you feeling about the season?
I'm still feeling curious because I need to see, okay, well, now year two. But I trust it more. I trust Tibbs more because I know the base. I know the foundation. I know what he's about. And I trust that they're going to be tougher and more playoff ready. I know it hasn't worked out in the postseason, but I don't think it was because of the deficiency of the head coach. I believe it was more about Karl Anthony Towns. But I would be curious by how they look in year two. And we talked about this before last year or during last year. I would have at least given him another year. And if they looked in season, and this is where you and I disagree, like you said, why waste time?
Yep.
I would have said if they looked in season, like you just, you know what, this it's just not working, then you make the change. So that would have been the difference with me. I still would have been evaluating, but just in year two, you know, you assume they would have gotten similar players on the bench with Clarkson, Yabusele, so they'd be better there. Maybe guys rest a little bit more. I wanted to see one more year with Tibbs with this group.
I remember the conversation well. And see, my rationale, which was the opposite of your thinking, was what I can't risk here, because this is not a five-year window. This is Brunson on a very team-friendly deal. This is, you know, some players in their prime where eventually they're going to be slowly exiting their prime. So, like last year, why I was much less willing, I flat out didn't want it. And again, respect the Tibbs, but I didn't want it. I didn't want to start this year with Tom Thibodeau and it go awry, which I thought it could, because I don't think his ceiling is high as some think, is as high as some think, and then have to make a change mid-season and have it not work and potentially waste a full year of guys in their prime. Like, that's what I was saying back then. And the reality of it is this, right? Now, I don't know if Mike Brown's going to be better than Tom Thibodeau. I'm open to trying something different. The Knicks have the second highest payroll this year.
Right.
The Knicks next year have the second highest payroll. In terms of what's on the books for the 2027-2028 season, the Knicks have the second highest payroll. So I'm not saying can't get out of it with a trade and Giannis and stuff.
Yeah, the only out is Giannis.
But they're all in.
This is it.
They traded for Bridges.
Correct. We knew it last year. Last year was they're all in. So then they said, okay, we fell short. They determined that Tibbs was part of the problem. So they figured, okay, we fell short. Here's why, X, Y, and Z. We believe bringing in a new head coach can elevate us. They're trying to elevate what they have. They're all in as best they can. They shore up the bench. They get a little deeper. They bring in a new head coach. They think it's going to maximize the offense more. Now they're going to see if that's enough. And if it's not, maybe they figure that out midway through the year. Maybe it's in the offseason. Then they got to figure out a way to get out of their all-in, because 2 years in a row with a different head coach with the same group and a deeper bench, if that doesn't work, now you get a change. You can't run it back for a third year, especially in a weakened Eastern Conference. The Eastern Conference is only going to get better beyond this year.
It really is. There's no question about that. I look at and I'm actually now looking at the finances here. I told you where they rank in terms of salary cap, number two. But, yeah, these commitments are long. I mean, Cat's making 53 this year, making 57 the next year after that, player option 60-plus mil. That's a lot of cheese. OG, 40 this year, 42.5 next year, 45.4 the year after, player option, which he's probably not going to opt out of, almost 50 mil in 2028, 2029. I'm not going to barrage with more numbers. Just understand, Jalen's contract is great, but even Bridges is under contract now, you know, past the 28-29 season. So there's a long commitment, and this could be the right mix, but if it's not, there's problems.
Milton calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Milton?
Milt!
Well, hey, what's going on, guys? Where do I go? All right, listen, I really would like to know what Sal wants to be as far as a radio host. Are you looking to just be able to say, I told you so? Or you want to give us what you really are? And that's a real true Knicks fan, because there's no way. Me and BT, 80s, Bernard King, Channel 9, 50-point games, we were happy. We go into the 90s, we all fall in love with Ewing and this team that we knew, the way you know now, that deep down inside, they probably weren't going to win, but we actually rooted them on, and we were happy to be Knicks fans. And then that was all over. They never won. And then we get these 25 years of misery and sucking and wishing we could just see one playoff game, because it was so embarrassing to even win the gear. And now that we're good, all I feel like is like you just don't want to be wrong. You were scared to say this team can win, and they can, Sal. This team can win. Every year for the last 3 years, they've gone farther and farther and farther. And yes, Thibodeau had to go. You know why? Because he never played the bench, and then he tried to make up for it in the playoffs. This team has improved the weakest area, and that is the bench. And this coach is going to bring the energy to the offense. And can we stop with the coaching? It's the players. Yeah, it's a little tiny 1-2. Maybe 4 to 5 games, but this is about the players being happy. They were not happy with that coach. They were getting run down. They were tired. They want somebody who's going to, you know, make them a little more healthy during the playoffs and a better bench. And I'm looking forward to seeing my team. I want to be happy. I feel like you guys are just looking to not be wrong. Like, what is the problem with saying I'm a Knicks fan and I believe they're going to win? What is wrong with that?
If I believe they were going to win, I would say it. What can't you
comprehend?
Why wouldn't
you believe they're going to win with all these injuries? I don't get it. Like, the opportunity of a lifetime.
Are you listening or no? Because I thought we laid it out pretty well for you for the first time. No, I'm not going to say it again. I've done it before. You listening to the show
No? Say, go ahead. You're right. Yeah, I'm going to shut up. Go ahead.
I'm saying, have you listened to the show, Milton? Or are you just calling recklessly without listening to what we were saying? I laid it out well why I don't think they're going to win. So I'm not sure why you can't get that. I also don't know why you can't understand that I'm not some fanboy that's going to come on the radio and just because I'm a Knicks fan going to say that they're going to win. That's not my job. That's not what I do. I tell it how I feel, whether it's the Mets, Yankees, Knicks, Jets, Giants, Rams, doesn't matter. So I believe firing Tibbs was a mistake. Doesn't mean that that's going to happen. I don't know why you take offense to that. It's my opinion. I believe firing him was a mistake. We're going to find out. What don't you get?
Okay, but what I don't get is how are you not saying that this team should make the finals and possibly win a championship with the way the East is all beat up, the way we've gone further every year? It's not like this team is losing in the first round or not making it.
I don't think they're going to win the championship either.
Okay.
No, but you're a Knicks fan, BT.
I know. Get the hoodie on.
BT, here's the question. Here's my last question, BT. What is? Give me a percentage. A percentage that you think this team can win a championship compared to the last
40 to 50%. 40 to 50%.
40 to 50%. You know what? As a Knicks fan, I want to tell everybody right now, this is going to be a fun team to watch.
I know.
This is going to be a this. I just feel a little. Sometimes I feel like you guys just want to be able to say, I
no,
told you, winning a championship is hard, bro.
Not true, man.
What are you talking about?
Come
get
on, bud.
Lost.
Dude, did you hear my speech after Rodgers got hurt? I said the Jets would get to the playoffs with Zach Wilson.
Good God.
Milt, come on, Milt.
I don't know. I just don't understand what he... I actually don't know what he's talking about.
I think he wants you to bust out some pom-poms. That's what he wants.
Okay, but...
He's excited.
But
I mean,
when did we ever say we're not rooting for the Knicks?
It's quite obvious we're Knicks fans.
Okay. Like, Milt, whatever you think you are as a Knicks fan, I had you beat. I had you beat every step of the way in the 90s. Maybe not as much now, because the last 20 years beat it out of me. And also, I'm not going to come on here waving the pom-poms. That's with every team. I'm also a 46-year-old adult who's got bigger issues in life to worry about than whether or not my team that I root for wins or loses. Like, that's just the reality of becoming an adult with real-life issues. Maybe you don't have that, Milt. I don't know. God bless you if you don't. But I'm giving you my opinion. It doesn't mean that I'm not rooting for the Knicks. Of course I'm rooting for the Knicks. I don't believe in the head coach. I also don't believe in Carl Anthony Towns. Do I want to be right? I don't care about being right. It doesn't matter. I don't get any points. I don't get more money for being right or wrong. If that were the case, I mean, I wouldn't have a job as many times.
We'd either be very rich or very poor.
Yeah.
if that was the scoreboard. I don't know.
It depends
on the sport.
So, no, you've got it all wrong. You're a sensitive fan.
He is, but he's a good guy. You know that.
Fair enough. But he's
sensitive with this.
But he's just hearing things the wrong way. We said we're excited. We said we can't wait to watch the team. And by the way, it's far better than anything we've had for the last 20 years.
Hell yeah, we're playing Nick music bumping in from every break, Mill.
But it is different with the expectations when they get raised. You're the one who said at first that you don't think it's as fun those type of years.
Yeah.
And you're right. As a fan, the fun years are always the ones with the lowest expectations. Like 2017 for the Yankees, nobody had any expectation the Yankees get to Game 7 of the ALCS,
mm-hmm.
which was a huge, that was a great season coming out of nowhere with Judge and all that stuff.
2020 for the Knicks.
As opposed to, yeah, exactly, being a fourth team where everybody thought they were going to win 10 games that year. As opposed to the expectations, well, it's World Series or bust, those aren't fun because, to Milton's point, it's hard to win a championship. So no, we're all on the same page, we're rooting for the same thing. I don't think it's possible. And forget about a championship going against a superior Western Conference. I don't even think Mike Brown and the Knicks are going to live up to the expectations in the regular season.
That's where we disagree a little bit, but that West is really good.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.